Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're back on 720 WGN. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Okay, the Cubs are home against the Nationals tonight as they continue to play the Nats at Wrigley Field. And when they do, much of the bleachers will be designated for vaccinated fans only. There's a group of Republican lawmakers who don't like that idea. One of them is Representative Andrew Chesney. He is from Freeport, and he joins us on a phone line now. Representative, nice to talk to you.
Hey, thank you for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So why do you think it's a bad idea to have vaccinated-only sections at the ballparks?
Well, it's a stigmatization of the fans. You know, there's reasons people 12 and under don't have access. There's also medical reasons, natural immunity reasons, personal private reasons. And I just find it very divisive. And, you know, the transmission outdoors is, you know, very rare. And we already have had the ability to vaccinate our most vulnerable, which is what we told we needed to do. And so I say play ball. And, you know, other stadiums throughout the country are doing this. And I think that requiring people to have to show their credentials to ushers not only is an invasion of our privacy, but does nothing for safety.
Okay. So I'm kind of with you on the outdoor exposure. I get that. Thing, though, if you're 12 and under, you can sit in that section, or 16 and under. You just have to show that you've had a test. So even though you can't be vaccinated 12 and under, you can still sit in that section.
Yeah, I think we're still talking about the transmission and the low levels of risk and everything, you know, and there's people that are over 12 that for, you know, natural immunity reasons, private and personal reasons, you know, we just want an inclusive group of people to attend ball games. And so in my view, we need to, you know, adopt practices like other states have done and not stigmatize people for various different reasons. So, you know, if they have to show a vaccination passport, if they're over 12 or they have to get tested under 12, my position doesn't change, and I don't believe that those that signed on the letter, their position wouldn't change as well, is, you know, this does nothing for safety. This is professional virtue signaling that is simply creating this false narrative that this is improving safety. Outdoors, well, vaccinate the most vulnerable, very little risk.
Okay, so a couple of things. One, they're not preventing people. I mean, you talk about a vaccine passport, but you can still go to the game. You can still sit in 80% of the ballpark. You just can't sit in the vaccinated only. So, I mean, I'm not sure I get the passport thing with you there.
My position is they should be able to sit in 100% of the ballpark.
I'd like to see.
And the vaccination records are irrelevant.
So then what do you make of the announcement today that Lollapalooza is returning to Grant Park, and there you will be required to go in, any part of it, to show proof of vaccination or have a test?
Absolutely outrageous.
Why do you say it's outrageous?
Because it does nothing to prevent safety. We have to vaccinate the most vulnerable, those that are of a certain age, that we know that this virus is killing. But for those that are healthy, that choose not to get the vaccination or choose to get the vaccination, shouldn't be subject to additional medical credentials or additional testing. Because what what these rules are simply saying, we're going to be doing this in perpetuity. We're either going to have a conversation about your vaccination records or about your ability to test negative. Here's what we know about the virus. The virus is very dangerous. It's actually put members of my family in the hospital, but it's impacting people that are vulnerable, that have underlying health conditions, or that are of advanced age. But these are personal choices. And if we believe the efficacy rate is 95%, which I do believe, on two of the vaccinations, and these people are vaccinated, and we know once they're vaccinated, their chances of going to hospital are very, very little, if not zero or near zero. We know that we have to get back to a level of normalcy. We have to get back to the basics. We have to get back to opening up our state, opening up our country, and stigmatizing these groups, vaccinated, non-vaccinated, tested, non-tested. This is far removed from where we were just simply 6 months ago where we were said, hey, listen, if you're of a certain age and you have the vaccination, it's a good thing. But if you're healthy and you choose not to get it, that's great. If you choose to get it, that's also great. But we have to respect individual choice.
I don't remember people saying if you choose not to get it, that's great. But are you vaccinated?
I actually had COVID.
Oh.
So I'm not within the time period that allows me, but I'm not opposed at all to the vaccination.
So will you get a vaccine?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you agree?
Yeah, that's my personal choice, though.
Sure. Yeah. And these are going to sound like trick questions. I don't really mean them to be. I'm just leading up to something. So, but do you think the more people who get vaccinated, the better off we are?
I think that the vaccination is very important for those that are immunocompromised and are of advanced age. And in my personal opinion, from the data that I've seen, is the transmission rate and those that are being negatively impacted that are 10, 12, 15, 20 years old is very minor. And so these are conversations that they need to have with their own medical professionals. These are conversations that the parents need to have with their children and other medical professionals, but we shouldn't have top-down bureaucrats forcing this on people that are of very little risk. Now, if they choose to get it, God bless them, that's great, but we're stigmatizing certain sections of our population that for religious reasons, personal reasons, medical reasons, those that are naturally immune right now that don't fall under the guidelines that allow for the vaccination, those that want to have it, all is great. But the idea that we're going to have separate lines and separate testing, in my view, is very far-reaching and simply an invasion of our privacy.
We're talking to State Representative Andrew Chesney, who is, and we should point out, too, that I love the conversation. I think it's a good conversation. The letter is actually pretty moot at this point because the White Sox won't be home until 60% of fans are allowed, and I think they're doing away with the special sections. The Cubs will be doing so in 10 days. Nevertheless, I think it's a conversation worth having. You've referred a couple times to bureaucrats making the decisions, and I just want to point out that's different in these cases because we're talking about private companies. We're talking about, you know, Major League Baseball, or I mean the Cubs and the White Sox in this case. Frankly, I don't know, Representative, if the vaccination requirement for Lollapalooza is from the city or from the organizers. Maybe it is from the city because it's on Park District land. I don't know. But
it shouldn't matter.
Well, but how about a restaurant? Could a restaurant then?
No, absolutely not. You can not name a time in history where we have been asked as a society to show our medical credentials to engage in our communities. I can't name a time.
Well, I haven't thought about that very much. I'll take your word for it. I don't know if anything like that would have popped up at other times. I mean, there are vaccines for schools, I guess. So,
yeah, but these are under emergency orders, and that measles, mumps, rubella, polio, they have impacted kids much different than the COVID virus. And so those are good conversations to have, but I cannot recall a time in history where I've had to show a medical document to attend a ball game, to attend a concert, or to attend a restaurant.
Yeah,
I can't name a time in history.
I can't name one myself either. You've introduced a piece of legislation, right, that would ban the vaccine card?
I have, and I think it needs to be even more expansive to this. This is for public events like Lollapalooza and those that have a government interaction, but I think it actually needs to extend in part to the private sector because for certain businesses to ask for my medical credentials is just far-reaching and inappropriate.
Do you think it's inappropriate for school districts to require kids to be vaccinated?
Not at all. I think it's inappropriate for school districts already have medical exemptions or spiritual exemptions for those that choose not to get measles, mumps, rubella, and all the shots all of us got. However, this is under emergency use, and the reason that school districts cannot require COVID is because it's under emergency use authorization. And I'm saying that the polio, measles, mumps, and rubella impacts children much different than COVID virus. So again, these need to be private conversations with medical professionals within their own family, and these need to put the parents first, and they're in charge of their children's health care in consultation with the medical community. This shouldn't be driven by superintendents and bureaucrats in Springfield.
Andrew Chesney is a state representative from Freeport. Okay, if you had your choice, White Sox or Cubs?
Oh, Cubs, 100%.
All right. Maybe I'll see you at Wrigley in the summer. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. What do you think? Send me a text, 312-981-7200. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up. WGN.